Blog Talk Radio.
TM Worldwide Radio. It is Monday, November 13th. Hopefully everyone had a great weekend. I know I did because the Falcons won. So I'm very happy about that, of course. Watched the Hawks almost win a game tonight. But tonight we're not going to talk about sports. If you have been following me over a period of time, you know that a few months ago I started a new series called The Top Five, and it's something that I really wanted to try to initiate just because of just so many things that happen on a daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis, yearly basis for people who are trying to pursue certain goals and things of that nature. I felt that it was good to be specific about certain things of why this, why that. So initially when I started my radio show, it was actually entertainment-based because I used to work with a lot of different people in the entertainment industry. And my focus at first was to give an avenue for talent that I personally worked with to give them a voice. And then I started doing other shows where I would interview leaders within the entertainment community. Then I started doing business type shows, and then, of course, I expanded to sports. So this year, going into next year, I'm wanting to kind of continue to focus on all of those, but just get more regular with it. The Top Five series is definitely something interesting to me because it gives me a chance to really point out things in a specific way, and hopefully people be able to, you know, if they get to listen, it might help them. So we'll see. So tonight, 646-652-4479, let's talk about tonight's show. The top five reasons people do not realize their dreams. It's simple. There are only a few reasons that people don't move forward with the things they say they want to do. They will be discussed tonight. So if you want to learn what they are, tune in, listen in, call in. If you have any questions, please feel free to call in. And the number, of course, is 646-652-4479. Maybe this show will help you progress in things that you want to do, both in the secular world or entertainment world. And if you notice, I did not give a lot of details in this particular introduction. I usually do, but I did this purposely to give people more of a reason to actually listen to the show, so I can't give them all the information. They actually have to tune in. So if you are listening to the show, make sure you let people know about it. They can visit www.blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide. If you follow the show, you register for free, you will always get updates in regards to the next show. You can also follow the show on Instagram, IMTM Worldwide Radio. And make sure you follow the business page on Instagram, IMTM Worldwide. And, of course, my website, www.imtmworldwide.com, where you get to actually see a lot of people that did get a chance to realize their dreams, some more than others, depending on how hard they wanted to work. Now, I mentioned that this would be applicable to both the secular world and entertainment industry. And I've done this show once before. I've actually done a video about it as well. It's about 20-minute videos on my YouTube page. If you visit youtube.com/IMTMCEO1, the number one, you actually get to see this video. But I'm going to do a radio version of it. I'm doing this unscripted, so we're going to see how that goes. FYI, the chat room is open. So as usual, if you're shy, I just opened up two chat rooms. That's interesting. I didn't know I could do that. Let's try and make sure this first one works. Okay, well, I have to do it again. Unknown error, it says. So let's try this again. If you are shy and you don't want to call in to 646-652-4479, you can list your comment, and I'll read it on the air as long as it's clean, because we have some crazy people out there sometimes. All right, so the chat room is up. So wherever you're listening from on the planet Earth, you can now type in your comment if you happen to be listening. I do appreciate everybody who does listen. I used to, of course, have this show very years ago, where I had hundreds and, I don't know, thousands of people maybe listening, but definitely hundreds on a nightly basis that I was on the air. So I'm wanting to get back to that point and then be able to expand. So that's the other reason I'm starting to kind of get hardcore with myself again. I have so much stuff going on. I'll explain that later. So tonight, what are you doing? What have you done? What are the reasons why? How far have you gotten with it? Have you gotten anywhere? Do you really want to? It doesn't matter really what it is. It could be you trying to get a new job. It could be you trying to learn a new skill. It could be you trying to get a raise. It could be you trying to do something like a job in the entertainment industry, whether it be an actor, actress, model, musician. It could be you trying to pursue a particular sport. It doesn't matter what it is. At a certain point, you have to make that choice to say, I want to or I don't want to, right? But what are the reasons why a person doesn't do something? Is it a multitude of reasons, or is it just a few? Now, again, the title is Top Five. So for me, there's five reasons, okay? Now, I'm going to list these reasons, okay, and then I'm going to try to give examples both in the secular world and the entertainment industry, okay? So, top five reasons, not in any particular order, by the way, okay? Number one is knowledge. Number two is motivation. Number three is support. Number four is tools. And number five is action. And I'm trying to read this message I'm getting. Authorize this application. This is very interesting. I don't know why it's doing that. Let's try it one more time. Well, I'll be. I guess it's not going to work. Sorry about that, folks. Trying to do something on my radio show panel. All right, so those are the five reasons, okay, why people don't get too far with things. Now, here's a trick. It could be all five of those, or it could be one of those. Okay? Now, I'm going to try to make an application to secular world. Let's say that you have never had a job before, right? Never worked. Let's say you're 17, 18 years old, right? You want a job. Now, at the moment you say the words, I want a job, there are a lot of things that have to happen for you to even have a chance at getting a job, right? I used to be a corporate recruiter. So if I am recruiting and someone comes to me saying that they're interested in a job, there's a couple of things that have to happen before you even get to sit in front of me for an interview, okay? If I happen to call you, is more than likely because somehow you got a resume in front of me. So if you're someone who's never had a job before and you don't take the inclination to say, okay, I need to get motivated enough to create a resume. I don't know how to do a resume, so I need to get the knowledge and the motivation to get a resume. I'm trying to get this resume. I'm having problems. I need somebody to help support me to get motivated, to get the knowledge, to get a resume. And now I got the resume, so now I have a tool. Now I need to take action and actually submit the resume, okay? I say all that to show you how simple it is to why a person might not get a job. Because if I call someone in for an interview, I'm going to say, hey, I need you to bring the resume. I need you to be on time. I need you to be dressed business casual. And if that person shows up and they're not on time, I'm probably not going to want to talk to them. If they show up on time but they're not dressed properly, I'm probably not going to want to talk to them. If they show up on time and dress properly but they didn't bring the resume, I'm going to think a certain way. Knowledge, motivation, support, tools, taking action. You see what I'm saying? It's very subtle, but when you think about it and see how all those things interact with each other, you start to see all the things that you believe are the reasons you're not getting opportunities is not true. Now, I'll prove it. Because somehow or another, some people make the priority of going out to the club on the weekend and have no excuses, but they give excuses of why they can't do other things, right? They don't have any money. They don't have a ride. They don't have the clothes that they want to wear, right? But somehow, every single time, they end up at the place where they want to be at, or they somehow get that item that they said they couldn't afford, like an iPhone 20, whatever that is, whenever that gets created. Somehow people have the most updated things, but then when it comes to where they have to invest to get the stuff that's actually important, they always have an excuse. Isn't that strange? Does that make any sense? And then they blame everybody else on why they can't get the things or get to where they want to go. They blame everybody except for themselves. Now, life isn't fair, but at a certain point, you just have to look at yourself and be like, well, am I progressing? Am I getting where I want to be? 646-652-4479 is the number. Let me check the chat room real quick. Make sure I don't leave nobody out in the open. There we go. All right. So let me make an application to the entertainment industry, because this applies much more in the entertainment industry, definitely depending on what city that you're in. Now, I want to almost use real life circumstances. I will try not to use names. Oh, boy. All right, so I'll use a small example. How in the world can you blame anybody else that you lose out on an opportunity if you are a beginner at something, whether it be modeling, acting, music, or whatever, and you're looking up information on how to get started, or you're looking up information on how to get help to get to where you want to go, right? And you find someone that you think could help you. And in that information that you see, there's contact information. There's enough information to say who they are and what they do, how they help people. And you give your name and your number to somebody. At that point, there's only a couple of ways it can go. Either you don't get a response or you do get a response. And if you do get a response, you're obligated by definition to look at that response and make a determination, do you want to move forward or not? There's no way in the world you can blame anybody for your failure in life if you never respond back. That's your fault. So why do you blame people? If you don't have the things that you know you need and this particular ad or whatever it is that you see provides some of those things that you say you need, how is it anybody else's fault that you don't ask any questions? You don't have any questions to ask. They have everything that you need to get started for what you're trying to pursue, and you refuse to type in, hey, I need more information, send. You won't do that. And then you have the audacity, some of you out there, to actually give your number. Someone calls you or texts you, leaves a voicemail, emails you all the information, and you still don't respond. And you say you're 19, or you say you're 33 years old, or you're 25 years old, or you're 16 years old, or you're 40 years old, and you still haven't done what you say you want to do, you find an avenue that could or could not work. Nothing is guaranteed, but you won't even respond, and then you're mad at other people getting opportunities while you're sitting not doing nothing. So let me show you how this works on the entertainment side as far as the top five reasons that you can't get anywhere. It's hard to do anything if you don't have any knowledge, correct? If you don't know what you're doing, right? Most of the time, lack of knowledge will make you not want to do it because you're scared because you don't know what you're doing, right? So without having knowledge to be able to move forward, that's usually the main reason why people never get started, because they're too scared. They're too apprehensive, right? 646-652-4479. Call me if you agree. But if you find a way to get the knowledge that you need to be able to move forward, what are the reasons you're not getting the knowledge? You'll go to school to get knowledge. Won't argue about it. Right? Why is that different in the entertainment industry? Why are you settling? Right? Motivation. No one can make you do anything you don't want to do. You have to wake up in the morning and feel that you're going to be an artist or a model or an actor, makeup artist, hairstylist, wardrobe designer, whatever, right? But why are people begging you just to return an email or a phone call? When you hit up someone, again, you're obligated to finish the transaction. Otherwise, what are you doing? Someone hits you up, you won't hit them back, but you hit them up, right? In the city of Atlanta, there are so many no-show, no-calls simply because people refuse to check emails, read emails, decipher what the email means, return voicemails, return text messages. Heck, you don't like being on the phone, but you won't even return the text message either or the DM in your Instagram? How is that anybody else's fault but your own? And then you're jealous of all these people who are making the choice to work a little bit harder than you. You dog them out. You talk about them bad. That's your fault because you're not motivated to do a little bit of work. And that's not even work to ask questions. Support. It's hard to do anything when you don't have any support. It's not impossible, but it's hard. 646-652-4479. If you ever try to do anything by yourself when you know you need another person, it's kind of hard, isn't it? When I talk about support, it's hard when no one else is pulling for you. No one else is saying, hey, good job, or hey, I want to come and show up to your event or whatever. It's hard when no one is ever there and it's just you. So eventually you got to do your due diligence and find out who really does support you before you start getting started in whatever it is you think you want to do. That's part of this. It really is. You can't ever underestimate how important support is, whether it be family, whether it be close friends, husband, wife, whatever. You got to have some kind of support. Again, it's not impossible to do it without no support, but it's difficult, okay? And if you choose to not look and see who you have for support, you can't be mad. You can't, because you chose not to see if you can find anybody who will support you. That's your fault again. Tools. Now, this is a big one. Again, I said this is not going to be in any particular order. And again, we can go back and forth, secular. You don't have no resume. You don't have no school education. It's hard for you to get a job. You don't know what you're doing. It's hard for you to do anything in the entertainment industry if you don't know what you're doing, and you can't present yourself as an actual professional, an actual talent. Why do you think you're going to get a Tyler Perry movie with your Snapchat photos? Stop it. I got today for a Verizon commercial, I got people sending me Snapchat pictures with filters on them. This angers me. It is ridiculous to me. That's in Los Angeles, California, by the way. It's crazy to me. I don't like it. But this is where people are at. If you refuse to get professional, why do you think you're going to get professional work that pays well? You can get some gigs not being professional, but how much are you going to get paid? If at all. At a certain point, pride should make you get the things that you know you need. There's no reason to never have professional images. There are a billion photographers out there, and some of them you can get to do it for free. I don't know if you're going to get your pictures in a timely manner, but you at least will shoot. Tools, the resume, the monologue, the documentation, publishing on the internet that people can read about you, know who you are. Have you ever been interviewed before on the radio or TV? Do you have any video footage of yourself? Why do you think you can absolve yourself from being professional? Because if you don't look exactly like some of the superstars that are out there, you're pushing from behind right off the jump. So what's going to make you different? What's going to make you unique? If you don't have the tools, what are you really doing? Or do you care? Because that's what it comes down to. If you don't have the education, you don't have the background, you're trying to get the secular job that's going to pay you a certain amount of money, what are you really doing? Why are you mad at anybody? There are plenty of jobs out there. There always will be jobs out there. But nobody's obligated to give you a job just because. It doesn't work like that. It's not real life. You have to have higher expectations for yourselves. 646-652-4479. The last one is take action. Let's just say you have the other four items that I mentioned in my top five. If you never take action, if you never go to the job interview or the job fair, what in the world? And if you do show up, but don't show up on time and not prepared, as I mentioned before, what in the world? If you do show up to the audition or the casting, but you're unprepared, or you just don't show up at all, how is it anybody else's fault that you're not getting where you want to go? And you've been doing it for years. That's the main thing I ask. So how long have you been pursuing this? And they say, since I was 5 years old, or since I was 14 years old, or whatever the age range, and I count it out. It's like, okay, so for 5 years you've been doing it this way, where have you gotten? And it's like people are in denial. You've been doing it for 10 years and been doing it this way. And it's like, are you happy with that? Are you cool with that? Are you down with that result? Because the moment people actually listen and actually do halfway what they need to be doing, all of a sudden they get a result. And then they go right back to the way they were doing it. And that's the messed up thing about life. Choice is very powerful. Again, nobody can make you do anything you don't want to do, right? No one can believe in you more than you can believe in yourself. So why in the world do you fight it once you do figure it out a little bit and you start seeing that you have some success? Right? 646-652-4479. So I'm hoping that as people start listening to this and start viewing it, because I'm going to attach this to an article on my website and I'm going to post this show, I'm going to post a video all together and I'm going to start blasting it out, because more and more people are really losing out on a lot of opportunities simply because of these top five reasons. They're missing one of them, two of them, three of them, four of them, or all five, and they're missing them all the time. And I want to make sure that I can see if I can help a few people, whether it be get that secular job, or produce more in their job, or produce more as an athlete, whatever it might be, I don't care. Music, you know how many people in Atlanta don't have music mixed and mastered, but they feel someone is messing them up with their career? That's crazy to me. How many people don't have portfolios in Atlanta? How many projects are shot in Atlanta all the time and people don't have headshots or monologues prepared? They don't. And then again, how many people use the excuse of not having money supposedly for stuff, but then you watch them on Facebook and Instagram and see all these things that they have bought with money? Where is the money coming from? How can you not have money one day and then have the money the other day for something that's kind of unimportant compared to what you say your dream is? Did you hear me? Because that's stupid. I'm saying it. This is not about making people feel good. This is about being real.
and getting to the heart of the matter, why people keep failing at things. There's going to be obstacles. Now, with 5 minutes left in my show, don't get me wrong. There are going to be reasons why you're going to slow down. It happens with everybody, though. And we can see the true Hollywood story or the behind the musics to prove it. But how do all those people get over those things that they had going on? What makes you think you were going to have less issues? One. And then how determined are you about getting over those obstacles? Two. Because at a certain point, if you really want to do it, nothing can stop you, right? But you got people out here who let little things stop them, slow them down, and they are never doing it again. And that's messed up, especially if they really do have talent, right? They really can do math. They really can do programming. They really can, you know what I'm saying? Just, again, they're talking about getting into things that they want to have a career in on the secular side, and they let little things stop them. On the entertainment side, they won't go to the gym. They won't stop drinking alcohol and smoking every day. Little things. But they want to be successful, though. What works for other people might not work for you. And you can't turn a blind eye and think that other people who are very, very, very successful aren't very disciplined in certain things to make sure that they stay where they're at. Now, of course, we have all those one-hit wonders out there, right? I talk about it all the time, lots of times, if you ever notice, if you follow me. I talk about one-hit wonders all the time. It's up to you to want to have sustained success, but for some people, that's too much work. It just is. Nothing wrong with that. But at a certain point, you got to make that decision. How bad do you want it? Will you let lack of knowledge, lack of motivation, lack of support, lack of tools, lack of action mess you up? Or will you make a decision and say, I need to get more knowledge, I need to get a little bit more motivated, I need to find some people to help support me, I need to get all the tools that I need, I need to take action every day so I can see progression in my goal, in my dream. You got to get personal with it, my aspirations, my future. Otherwise, you're kind of wasting time, don't you think? At a certain point, and again, I'm saying this with all sincerity, a lot of people are out here wasting time, and it's not cool, especially if you have talent. So this is what I want everyone to do. If you're listening to this, please let other people know about this particular show. You can listen to this show, you know, forever. This particular episode, I want people to actually share it with people, though. So please do that. Follow the Instagram page, IMTN Worldwide Radio, my business page, IMTN Worldwide. Follow the show on blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide. I'm on Facebook, Innovative Model and Talent Management. And, of course, my website, www.IMTNWorldwide.com. I am a casting director. I am a talent manager. I do talent development. So on the business side, 305, I'm going to give you the other number, 706-393-8426. If you got business, you need projects casted for, you need talent. I have talent in New York, Atlanta, Miami, and London, England, okay? Lots of stuff coming up, a lot of projects that I'm working on subsequently. I actually have one of my talents who's going to be in a fashion show this week, Thursday night, actually, Amy D. So definitely check that out on my pages. I'm actually going to post something tonight as far as that goes. So hopefully people appreciated this particular episode. I will try to do more this week, but I will definitely repeat this if I need to. The top five reasons people do not realize their dreams: lack of knowledge, lack of motivation, lack of support, lack of the tools, and lack of taking action. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Y'all take care until next time. Peace.